Prosperity Thinkers. We're going to be talking about the prosperity supply chain. And you know, I'm still trying to figure out how to categorize this, but I do know this. As a country, we've been hearing about supply chain issues for quite a while. The blocking of a canal or chips being delayed or other things that happen out there. And I wanted to think, how can we improve our supply chains as people, and how can we apply a prosperity thinking to it? It might be a little strange, but I think we can get there, Kim. What do you think?
Well, first of all, you know we like strange, because strange is different and good and causes us to think, and then we can choose afterwards whether we really like it or not. And second of all, I love the idea of up-leveling my thought around the area of supply. So we often think of supply in incredibly physical, tangible terms, right? I either go to the grocery store and they have the special cheese that I want, or they don't. And that can just be multiplied out to many things. You know, we go to the tractor store and they have the part that we need, or they don't, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That's absolutely one way to look at it. And I think there's an additional way to look at it. And that is up-leveling our thinking away from the physicality of the item that may or may not be in supply to the thought of it, or you could call it the spiritual element of it, and think about that aspect of the item that was physical that you wanted. And this may be a huge stretch, but it is doable, because guess what? Supplies are unlimited in the area of ideas. So as an example, if the tractor part is not available, my husband and his brother are geniuses at putting their heads together and coming up with an alternative idea that will get that tractor moving again. Not all the time, of course. You know, sometimes you just literally need this bolt or whatever it is. But there are a lot of times that if we will just open our minds to the unlimited aspect of ideas, then we can solve the problem in a different way, even without the particular item being supplied.
Absolutely, we can. You know, you mentioned that because it's almost as if you're working in a different dimension. You know, the old way of things is saying basic supply and demand. And what you're introducing here is supply, demand, and whatever else that may be. You know, we live in a world where we literally can invent things out of thin air. And I think we often forget that there is almost always an alternative.
Well, and it is so important to remember that alternative, because otherwise we're completely stuck. And so this is true of a lot of different things around the supply arena. So it could be, maybe we don't feel like we have the brains to think our way outside of the problem. That's not accurate either. Maybe we don't feel like we have the creativity to challenge ourselves and think of alternative solutions. And that's not accurate either. So all of these aspects of supply are just open to interpretation. That's really all they are. Yes, you could think that you're limited, or you could think that you are completely unlimited.
So I'm thinking right now, and I'm kind of taking a few notes, which is, how can we apply this prosperity thinking to the supply chain? So for example, and this is very simple, but it's okay. Go to the grocery store and meat prices are inflating quite a bit. I mean, we're seeing prices go up and maybe the quality is going down. So a way for us to change and think in a prosperity mindset is, who can we have a relationship with that will be able to supply us with great quality meat, that maybe we take out the middleman, the grocery store experience, and we work directly with a rancher or someone like that. Now we've created more prosperity. Does that make sense?
That's a great example. And it just takes a little bit of stepping back from the problem and maybe brainstorming with somebody else and just shifting your thinking a tad to all of a sudden having a freezer full of a half side of beef.
Yes. So, you know, there are other challenges right now. For example, oftentimes people are saying, oh, real estate, the houses are, they're selling so fast. So that supply chain is maybe a little bit out of whack. So how can we apply prosperity thinking to that?
That's a great question. And sometimes we apply prosperity thinking with a decision to say no, meaning we're just going to wait. We're going to sit on our cash and build it up more so that we can either get a bigger property or maybe more properties or have a different perspective on the property or what have you. And so this is such a great mental exercise, and it's good learning, and it's also good exercise in patience sometimes. And the acceptance of markets are going to go up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Doesn't matter whether we're talking about the stock market, the real estate market, or the oil and gas market, or any other type of market. And so just being patient, I'm not suggesting that timing the market is even the right thing to do, but being patient and thinking about our thinking and stepping back from our initial reaction to things enables us to view not only the supply chain, but the results of that supply chain. And again, supply is thought. And you can up-level your perspective on whatever it is that you want with a different point of view. You know, the movie producers, they call it POV. We need a point of view of this angle. Well, if we come over at this angle, we get a completely different point of view of what's going on. And so you could visualize, like, literally physically moving over to a different angle causes you to have a different thought.
It does. And there is the unknown that is so wonderful, mysterious. I'll give a quick example. Last week, I guest lectured at a school, and I mentioned that on another podcast. And one of the neat things that they did is they had the audio visual department of the school film the lecture that I did. And they had like three cameras set up, and they were live streaming it and all kinds of things. And it was neat. And I brought my son along because he's into video production. And when we were done, they invited us to go into the class and see their studio. And it was a wonderful experience. And wow, I wish they would have had something like that when I was growing up. And yeah, as we go through it, they showed me these camera mounts that they had created. And they looked different than a normal metal piece. And we talked about it. And he goes, yeah, we couldn't find the right parts. So we talked with the robotics and the tech team and the club at our school. And they 3D printed the mounts that we needed.
No way. How cool.
Exactly. And so in supply chain world, most people would have said, they don't have what we need. I guess we can't do the project.
Right.
They went through, and it's as though most people look at it and say, okay, you can do you can solve it with solution A or solution B. And they just went and said, no, we're going to create our own. And I think our supply chain world, as individuals, as families, as business owners, we don't always have to select between A and B. We can say, let's choose the different.
Absolutely. There is most often a third environment. Robert Kiyosaki used to talk about there's three sides of a coin. You have the heads, you have the tails, and you have the edge. And everything out there has at least three sides. And truly, because thought is infinite, it has an infinite number of sides, right?
It does. Absolutely. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, for you listeners, you know, as you come across challenges, whatever they may be, it could be rising meat costs. Well, we've talked about a solution of talking with local farmers or ranchers, or if it's trying to solve a problem of building something like Kim's husband Todd does, and maybe they go and create a new part, or as these high schoolers have done and they 3D print it. I think that we can 3D print, or we can prosperity print what we need. The prosperity print, that's got a good ring to it.
I like that too.
Yes. Any parting wisdom that you would share how our listeners can really apply the prosperity supply chain vision to their lives?
Yes, I think it identifies immediately that physical supply has a mental component or a spiritual component or an idea element. And look for that and then see how high you can go.
Oh, that's so good. Kim, thank you for sharing today on the podcast. Listeners, thank you for being a part of this. We are so grateful for you. We look at the analytics every single month and we see that there are listeners throughout the entire country and in other countries throughout the world. We are so very grateful for you. One thing that you can do is you can share this message with others so that it helps them increase their prosperity. So on your phone, you can hit that share button and send it to a friend, a family member, someone else that you think will benefit. So thank you for listening to this episode.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.